Thinking about joining us in Indianapolis for the Gospel Coalition's 2024 Women's Conference? The regular rate price of $239 goes up to $259 on May 8th. This is your final chance to save on your registration. Join us June 20th through the 22nd to feast together on the words of Jesus with keynote messages from Jen Wilkin, Melissa Kruger, David Platt, and more, and featuring worship music led by Shane and Shane. Sign up before the price increases on May 8th at tgcw24.org.
March 24, Exodus 35, John 14, Proverbs 11, Ephesians 4. The farewell discourse, beginning in John chapter 14, includes some extraordinarily rich material on the Holy Spirit. Some highlights. 1. In Greek, every noun is grammatically designated masculine, feminine, or neuter. The word for spirit is neuter. When a pronoun referring to spirit is used, it too should be neuter. In this chapter, however, the pronoun is sometimes masculine, breaking grammatical form, a way of gently affirming that the Holy Spirit is personal. 2. Among his titles is Counselor, verse 16, or in some English versions, Comforter or Helper. When Comforter was coined, it drew from Latin words that meant to strengthen or to strengthen along with. Today, a comforter is either a thick quilt or someone who helps the bereaved, and is therefore too restrictive to convey what is meant here. The Greek word is capable of a variety of nuances, so some do not translate it but merely transliterate it, in other words, put it into English spelling, as paraclete. He is certainly someone who is called alongside to help and to strengthen. Sometimes the help is legal. He can, for instance, serve as prosecuting attorney, verses 7 through 11, and he may be our legal counselor. The word should not conjure up pictures of camp counselors or psychological counselors. 3. He is, Jesus says, another counselor. Verse 16. In older Greek, this word for another usually had overtones of another of the same kind. By the time of the New Testament, that meaning is fairly rare. It cannot be assumed, but must be demonstrated from the context. In this case, Jesus is clearly promising to send someone who will stand in his place. Intriguingly, apart from its use in the farewell discourse, the word rendered counselor is found in the New Testament only in one other place. 1 John chapter 2, verse 1. As the NIV renders, one who speaks to the Father in our defense. So Jesus is the first paraclete. At his impending departure, he promises to send the Holy Spirit, another paraclete, to and for his followers. 4. He is also called the Spirit of Truth. Verse 17. This not only means he tells the truth as opposed to lies, but that he is the true Spirit, the one who mediates the very presence of the Father and the Son to the believers. Verse 23. 5. The Spirit, Jesus promises, will teach you all things and will remind you of everything I have said to you. Verse 26. Since the you are being reminded of what Jesus said, in the first instance, they must be the first disciples. The Spirit will enable them to recall Jesus' teaching and flesh out its significance in the wake of the cross and resurrection. How secure would the links have been without his work?